It's a very good afternoon, good evening, sanibonani, dumelang, abusheni, molweni, bonjour, from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you're streaming us. Welcome to this edition of Mjolo and Sex Podcast. You're speaking once again. So, Poem Lung Simpele, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese crop, Muhammad Ali's protege. I roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I am live on somebody's Instagram. In fact, we are all live on somebody's Instagram. Mm-hmm. We will introduce very soon who that person's Instagram is. But according to the hierarchy of the show, Ukhona Ndlunkulu, the ever beautiful, the ever shining, the ever glowing. There are too many adjectives. There's so little time. Oskhumi, hello.
Hi, Mlu. How are you?
I am well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm good.
Are you having a good week?
I had a crappy week, to be quite honest.
Ukom?
You know how it is. It was Easter, long weekend after each other, and then people were on leave, and I had to work, so yeah.
Aski Siman.
So I can't exactly complain.
No, you can't exactly complain, but another place you can't exactly complain is our social media platforms, where you can be highly interactive and engaging with us. I have the privilege and the privy to be in the midst of two beautiful women. What a time to be alive. What a time to be me. And yeah, Oskhumi, before we introduce the other lady, what are we exactly talking about today?
Okay, so if you go onto Facebook, if you go onto Twitter, if you go onto Instagram, if you go onto TikTok, you will, without a shadow of a doubt, come across posts of couples.
Yes.
Yeah. Ordinary couples.
Yep.
I'm not even talking about celebrities. Ordinary couples.
Yep.
You know. Posing, you know, people are now making their relationships public.
Yep.
You know, and that is what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to make your relationship public? Are you comfortable with your relationship being private? And guys, private does not necessarily mean secret.
Yes.
There are secret relationships, and we know about secret relationships.
Sliding into the DMs.
Those are secret relationships.
Yeah.
They are relationships that are two people who are single, two consenting single adults who get together but choose to keep their relationship private.
Okay.
But also, on the backdrop of that, we are going to be looking at celebrity relationships.
Okay.
There are some celebrities who choose to keep their relationships private. We know that Zbani are dating, but they never confirm it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we all know they're dating, you know. And then you find there's Mang Manyi, Zbani, they are in our faces every week with their relationship. They choose to make it public. So that's what we're talking about today. Whether you're a celebrity or not, but again, keeping in mind, celebrities, keeping your relationship private versus taking it out in the public.
Yeah, so we're going either to a public school or private school of relationships. Ultimately, do you want your relationship to be public, or do you want your relationship to be private? And there are certain complexities that come with that. And I think the perfect person to unpack this, she knows all too well about private, public, celebrities, working with celebrities, writing, publishing, being a publicist of many. She is incredible in terms of that. Too many. Her CV is just too... We don't have enough time to unpack the CV. We don't. Really don't. And I don't think we can afford... if we can to really unpack, but she's a publicist, she's a PR guru, she's a media practitioner, because where we graduate, because we graduate in the same space, we are called media practitioners. So we are not called by our what we majored in. So we literally are media practitioners. We have the beautiful opportunity to chill. I want her to pronounce her surname because I don't want to get it correct. But she is Palesa. I wanted to tell me exactly her surname. Mpinch, welcome to Joel and Sex Podcast.
Wow, that was a lovely introduction. Thank you for having me, guys.
Your surname?
My surname, guys, I am Palesa Mudi Thambi.
Oh, Kim Mudi.
Yes.
Inalibu.
So, the thing is, you know when people look at it and it's spelled like M-O-D-I-T-A-M-B-I, they automatically think that, okay, look, it's supposed to just be pronounced Mudi Thambi, right? Mm. And the real truth is that in the Venda spelling, it was actually spelled incorrectly back, you know, in those apartments.
Mm.
So, it's actually supposed to be M-U.
Oh.
But because it was carried off like that, we've just had to go on our lives with the wrong surname. But the correct pronunciation of it is Mudi Thambi.
Probably the most romantic language in South Africa.
Yeah.
Really, I think Venda is just absolutely amazing. No. Welcome to our edition of Mjolo and Sex Podcast. We are talking about private and public relationships, mm-hmm. obviously focusing a lot on celebrities and celebrity villain love lives here among celebrities. Let's start here, right? We work with celebrities a lot.
Yes,
for those who want to know exactly which type, Aubrey Sichava. I can drop more names. I can if I want to.
It's true.
Yeah, I can. Just, but we're not there. Talk to me about when you get, obviously you work with briefs and getting media releases, that's the easy part, press mm-hmm. releases. But now when they say now they've got a significant other
yeah.
that is part of the mix, what is your initial response, and obviously how do you then traverse around this?
So I think what we need to remember when we choose to act as representatives of people, because ultimately my job consists of me dealing with the images of people, right?
Yeah.
But you also don't want to be somebody that, you know, basically invades on people's privacy, you know? Because a lot of the times people want to treat it as a 9-to-5 and just a normal job, but you really do realize that in our industry, the media world especially, it extends to every minute of every day. Because especially when you look at, you know, being involved in the public eye, being a public relations, you know, practitioner, you look and you think about how literally every move of that person affects what it is that you do on your day-to-day. I could go to sleep right now and everything could be perfect and an incident happens overnight and by next morning I'm dealing with a different case, right?
Mm.
So when one of my artists really, you know, is in a relationship, I think, you know, sometimes it is always better to try and keep it as private as possible because you can try and control it, but like you say, it really is up to the person. You really want them to be their own person and make their own decisions, so you kind of now obviously are led by how they choose to, you know, deal with it. So essentially if they want to be people that are going to be very outspoken and very in your face about their relationship, I mean, you do have the conversation of, you know, guys, please.
Okay. Okay.
don't do anything that I wouldn't do. You know, you like I'm saying, we're dealing with adults. You should know, you know, what the do's and don'ts really. It's not like there's prerequisites as such, but I mean, we don't want to be involved in scandals that are tomorrow going to hamper, you know, deals that we're busy putting together.
Absolutely.
Or affect you in a negative light, you know. But I mean, I don't see what's any issue with people being very open about their relationships, you know. It's just obviously if there's, you know, components of those relationships
yes.
that then affect us, then it becomes a problem. You
I
know?
See, I see. Before I hand it over to Uskumi, here's this thing. You said it in this beautiful explanation that we're human beings, right? And I think that's the starting point of everything.
Absolutely.
Do you think, as a consumer or us who are not celebrities,
mm-hmm.
it's easy for us to throw stones whilst we live in a glass house? I think one of our big bosses was speaking about this offline yesterday. Was talking about how easy for us if the deepest and the most shadiest thing we did
mm-hmm.
in a relationship were to go out on social media, how will we be accountable for the consequences thereof, mm-hmm. right? It's because it's easy for us to judge an XY celebrity this and celebrity that. It's easy yeah. for us to do that, right? Because we just behind a hashtag, or you are behind a social media aviator.
True, true.
So do you find that it's much easier or difficult for us to pass judgment, especially for people who are celebrities? Because I think we tend to forget that they're human beings, correct?
No, we definitely do. It's like it goes out the window. The fact that, you know, before these people are our entertainers, they are human beings, right? They are somebody's mother and father. They're somebody's friend. They're someone's daughter, son, you know? And it really, really is easy for us to sit at home and be like, yo, oh, Spanman, you did this. I mean, how dare they, right? How dare they air their dirty laundry like this? But it's like if roles were reversed and you were in a situation like that, how would you actually want it to be treated, you know? Would you want it to be offered the same courtesy and just, you know, be considered and be like, oh, you know, they're human, things happen. But or would you really just want to be that person who's crucified for being human, for having errors, for living your life, basically? I mean, at the end of the day, it is quite a choice because you don't have to listen to whatever's happening to that person, right? You don't have to entertain it. You don't have to join the conversation. But at the end of the day, we still do, right?
Yeah.
So why do you do that? What's the point of it all, right? For you to then just sit there and, you know, ultimately ruin someone's life. Because we've seen how, you know, rumors spiral out or stories spiral out and they literally cost that person their future,
absolutely,
their career, no, that's true. That's you know?
True.
And it's like, at what expense? Imagine if somebody, I mean, we look at, take an average person who's working at a financial company. The moment there's an in-house drama or in-house rumor, and you are faced with an opportunity, like someone just doesn't like you and they will say, oh, you know, this person didn't reconcile this properly. And the moment that it goes to someone else, your superior, you automatically are frantic because you're thinking, why would this person do that? Why would they even say that? What are they trying to do? Why didn't they come to me and talk to me about it and let's fix it, right? It's like someone ruining your career is not something that you take lightly. So why do we do the same thing to, you know, our artists and the people that we supposedly love, you know? But when, you know, when push comes to shove and it's really now heated up, we turn our backs and we feel like we're the same people that can, you know, offer judgment.
I'm going to ask you something that I've always, always wondered about. I know that in Hollywood, publicists hook up their clients, like major musicians or athletes or actors or whatever. Does the same happen in South Africa? Do you then, somebody in your colleague who's also a publicist and their client is maybe a soccer star or a DJ or whatever, and then you guys get together and you're like, actually, you know, if these two were to get together, you know, magic could happen. Does that practice happen in South Africa? I have to ask. And especially with a lot of celebrity couplings that we see.
Yeah.
Without mentioning, I'm not going to name names.
Yeah.
But with any, since time immemorial, you know, since celebrityhood started in South Africa, have there ever been celebrity pairings that were not organic?
Business related.
That were, in fact, exactly business related.
Of course there has been. I mean, we don't want to...
Without naming... Yeah. No, we're not going to name names.
We don't want to name drop.
We're not trying to catch a case, so we're not going to name names.
No, definitely there has been. And, you know, I'd like to, you know, just be the devil's advocate here and actually say sometimes it's actually better. I simply say this because, you know, it's like, you know, like bases, guys. We get each other. We're in the same industry.
Yeah.
We're more or less doing the same thing. You understand what it would be like, you know, we look at the good and the bad. You understand what it would be like, what it would do for our career to be seen together. We understand what it would be like, you know, if something was to get out that wasn't, you know, good for either of our images. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you would try by all means to actually protect that. So, you know, I think sometimes somehow celebrity dating celebrity sometimes just works out better because, I mean, really, it's less drama.
They're all in the same industry. They get each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they get each other and it's you know, we're all working towards one goal of just trying to maintain a favorable
image. Can you then say that kind of relationship is much easier to contain and to manage as opposed to a relationship where this star that you are managing
now dates an ordinary girl from the street, homie, who has a 9-to-5 and has nothing to do with the industry. And but still, he now wants to make that relationship public. Would you then say one is easier to manage than the other? Or is it all the same?
For me, I would actually say that it's all the same. There's pros and cons to either of the relationships, right? If you're going to consider somebody, you know, a well-known person that's now dating somebody that isn't in the public eye, some would say it's great because, I mean, less drama. That person is.
Yeah, yeah. Needs no introduction to the industry and to the workings of it. Yeah,
of course, you know, Abusa's wife will definitely want to know who that person is.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't affect your day to day because, I mean, you're still focusing on the one person. Having two stars together can be a bit more challenging in the sense of, you're dealing with two stars, you know?
Yeah.
We're bringing two different brands together. This person's doing this, that person's doing that. And, you know, somehow, you know, things that they do because they're going to spaces together, they automatically are scrutinized more. Right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You also then consider how they're in the same industry. So.
Yeah. And I can imagine it's both brands now being scrutinized as opposed to if it's a star dating an ordinary person.
Absolutely.
Quote marks, ordinary person. Mm. Whereas now it's only the star's brand that's being scrutinized. Whereas who's this person?
True.
Why do we care about them?
True.
You know, they're ordinary.
Yeah. But I think, like I said to you, there's pros and cons to either or. Because now what happens if that ordinary person turns out to be a prostitute?
Yeah.
Like, what's it going to do? What's it going to do for our bag? Right? Is it like, is it really a good idea?
Yeah. Is it really worth it at the end of the day?
And I mean, we put this out with no judgment to, you know, people of that profession. But, you know, image is a very important thing, and whether we want to accept it or not, there's a lot that, you know, people are very opinionated about, and I think something like that would be something that they would take us to church over, and you'd be working overtime to try and explain like what on earth is happening with this collaboration right here.
Okay, quickly, two before we wrap up. One is the perks of keeping things private and of keeping things private and public, in your view, what are those disadvantages and as well included? And secondly, most importantly, you know, everybody talks about there's no such thing as bad publicity, you know, because you know you always spin things.
Yeah.
You always find a way to.
To finesse
it. And these days we TikTok the whole thing.
True.
Right? Can it be done in a relationship context where you spoke about someone dating a lady of the night, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and that's something we come across.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find, can it be spun around? Is it always advisable to spin around? But I think I'm that's the second question, but I think the most important question is the advantages or disadvantages of keeping things private or public.
So for me, the advantages of keeping things private, let people know about your business. That is literally the biggest one, right?
Yeah.
It's the controlling of what it is that you want people to know about you are much more controlled. Right? So it gives people, especially tabloids, less to say about you, right?
Mm.
Less to use against you, because we realize in our industry that anything is ammo.
Yes.
So less to use against you. And certainly you get to enjoy your relationship more because, you know, there's almost like unrealistic expectations that come with a public relationship, because you'll be dating today, the next thing, when are you getting married? When are you having children?
Exactly.
Why are you guys doing this? Oh, but this couple goes to Dubai. Why are you guys, you know, like in-house? There's a lot of unnecessary pressure that I feel comes with being in the public eye, right? And you almost like are forced to move at the pace of what the public wants more than what it is that you want.
Absolutely.
So keeping that private in that sense is like, you know, amazing in that regard. Disadvantages of keeping things public, I can't really see any, in my opinion. I can't really see anything, any disadvantages of being private, because reality is you are giving out what you want the public to see, right? So even if something was to slip out and people were to find out something, you know, it really is just a rumor until you've actually...
Because you control the narrative.
You control the narrative. So whatever goes out, you know, people generally also just know that, okay, you know what, this couple is generally very private and we know for sure we won't get a confirmation, and you are able to control that. Because there's so many things that happen in our lives, you know... And you really just sometimes want to keep it to yourself, to your family, between your partner and you, and, you know, having other people, especially the whole flipping South Africa involved in it, can prove to just make things more difficult. So if you're able to control that, it's automatically so much better. So I don't see any disadvantages to having a private relationship.
Okay, and spinning, can anything and everything be spun? We spoke about... relationships that are formed for the basis of endorsement deals and, you know, merging two companies and two
yeah,
brands.
I think in the instance when it's two brands that are coming together, you do have the opportunity and the opportunity to control the narrative.
Yeah.
To say this is what's happening, this is what's not happening.
Mm.
When rumors fly out there, you guys can easily come out and say, nah, that's just rumors, you know, that's just people being people.
Mm.
You know, you have the opportunity to control the narrative.
Mm, mm, mm.
Yeah.
So I, to answer your guys' question, not everything can be spun around, right? I do firmly believe as a publicist that no publicity is bad publicity, even though there are a few that will literally have you feeling like you could pull out your hair, but you can always... spin it around. No, well, not always spin it around, but you can make it work in your favor depending on how your general approach to things as an individual, right? Always spinning it around sometimes, you know, can sometimes create not a favorable image, because then you're always looking like somebody who's always trying to get out of lies, you know. And I mean, people aren't fools. Sometimes people are born or yeah, people can read between the lines, and sometimes you look at certain instances and you're like, ah, this one, I can't, you know. But there are ones that will need spinning around, you know, especially if the brand stands to face a lot of, you know, damage simply because of that particular rumor or whatever it is at that point in time that's happening. So spinning around can work in our favor, just to ensure that, one, we control what goes out there, and two, you remain favorable in the eyes of the public, in the eyes of the people that support you, you know. And that's always important for us, and that's our daily bread as publicists. We wake up and we make sure that you stay okay. And I think for me, though, what stands out for me as a publicist is I don't want to make you look unrealistic. I don't want to make you look like somebody who doesn't go through things, right? I don't want to spend my life being your publicist and then you being somebody.
Defending somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend my life, you know, doing a job where it feels like all I have to do is make you look unrealistic to the public. Like you're just someone who's always happy, right? Like,
even though that's not the truth.
Even though that's not the truth. I mean, we're human. We all go through different phases and things in our lives. Mm. It's important to let people know that as well, right? To help people understand that. And I think even when things do happen or stories do come up, you know, people can see, you know, this person is not somebody who acts like nothing is wrong all the time. This is somebody that we know has feelings, and this is somebody that we know they're real with us. And that automatically makes you, you know, in a sense, favorable. So either way, I win.
Speaking about winning, we can never let you go.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the things that you're currently working on that you can give us in terms of exclusively with some of your artists? You might not. You don't need to mention names if you don't want to. But what can you exclusively tell us that you are working on as a publicist, and as the, obviously represents your entity? But what is it that you can give us the 411 in terms of things that are in the pipeline or things that are we should be looking out for very soon?
So as somebody who works for more, you know, works with actually more than one company, you know, I'm dealing with a lot of different artists. So, I mean, one that we can give a shout out, for example, is, you know, Anelizondo and The Fix. So we definitely signed that. So that's, you know, part of the brand.
Chime.
Yeah, that's part of the brand partnership side. So you guys can expect an album from Sjava real soon.
Lalela, okay.
So Sizoko Wisha. Sizoko Wisha together, guys.
Okay.
So yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that. Aubrey is set to drop as well. So that's great music. Actually, I just want to put on all the 1020 guys. 1020 Cartel guys. They're dropping left, right, and center this year. And if you haven't listened to Mzungu's album, please guys, do the right thing. It's called Pendula. Check it out. We just did a bunch of launches around that, so I'm really still pushing that a lot. But yeah, my other artists, guys, please stay tuned.
And you personally, are you working on anything personally outside of artists? Because people don't know that you're fluent because you also have had dabble in radio.
Yeah.
People don't know. In case perhaps people don't know. Or what is Bailisa working on her?
Currently, I'm actually going to be joining the Massive Metro. The Massive Metro team, right? But it's going to be more of like on a, you know, every second week of the month to really just discuss like, you know, music and business kind of aspect. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to that because I think a lot of the time, you know, people don't really want to discuss, you know, brands and, you know, the brands behind that and the business involved in the music side of things. So it's super important to me because like I'm a huge music fanatic, and so being able to talk about the business side of it because I'm very involved in that is going to be great. I'm still looking though to get back into radio on a much more full time basis. You know, we're still growing my baby. Issa Media, shout out.
That's massive, right?
Yes.
Excuse the pun. That's really, really massive. That's really massive. Finally, yes. before you go, how can people get a hold of? How can people then interact with you? Get follow you if they want to follow you. Where can people be interactive with Bailisa?
So guys, if you want to follow me and just find out all that I'm doing, please make sure that you follow me on my pages on Twitter and Instagram. I'm _LessaTheGreat. That's Lesa the Great. And then on Facebook you can find me at Bailisa Muritambi. I'll say it so that you guys can find it. Yes. And then, you know, guys, I'm always up and about involved in the other pages, 1020 Cartel, Everything Culture Agency, you know, like now more recently, Massive Metro, and then, you know, my company, SM Media. And more will be unraveled.
Lalela. It's too much.
Yes.
Once again, a big thank you to Bailisa, thank you so much for coming through and hanging with us. Thank you for also then inviting your community,
yes,
as well to be
guys.
Part and parcel of the conversation. And I think this conversation was just to say that celebrities are human beings as well.
Absolutely.
And we have to be careful of throwing stones whilst we live in glass houses.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy for me to critique a certain celebrity.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm also doing the same thing. And it's just the difference is I'm not known, but they are known.
Yeah.
And then I think that conversation was just to say that whatever we may think about any celebrity's relationship, we must treat it with every respect that it deserves.
Yeah. And I just want to add, if anybody comes after my celebrities, I will fetch you.
Chissa, baby, chissa, yes.
Understand.
Alright. don't mess with Bailisa's income, guys.
Please.
Do not. But once again, a big thank you to Bailisa for being part and parcel of our conversation. Thank you to her nation for listening in.
Shout out.
Thank every single person. Another nation that I definitely know will be highly, highly interactive when this episode drops is our social media platforms. Oskhumi, where can people be interactive with us?
They can still find us on Facebook.
Yes.
Our Daily Sun. Or they can tweet us at Daily Sun SA. Or they can find us at our new, beautiful, and improved home.
Absolutely.
www.dailysun.co.za.
Guys, I feel like I need to link us out of this podcast.
Oh, okay.
We'll give you a chance.
All right. Okay. Yeah, you see, you invite.
Because you ask so nicely, we'll give you a chance.
We'll do that.
Like, you're literally the first guest to ask for a link out. Because you ask so nicely.
All right. We will do that. It's again, / Mcholo, you get to see this and many, many other episodes. Let's get a big thank you to Bailisa for being part and parcel of our show. And we hope it's great to see women doing great, young women doing great and phenomenal things, and And in a space which is male dominated, it's good to see lionesses also hunting and making sure that they protect.
And, you know, shout out to you, Palisane, and I hope this podcast, well, not really this podcast, but this episode gets you more clients, because there are a lot of young stars that are coming out now, mm-hmm. and it's not just musicians and actors, it's TikTokers, it's YouTube influencers that are now coming out, and they're dating each other, and they're now thrust into the public space, and they're coming out as a couple, and they're being scrutinized as individuals and as a couple. So I hope that for people who find themselves in that space, that they can reach out to people like you. And you can help them navigate this wilderness, because my God, it sounds like a fucking wilderness. Excuse my friend.
Another place which is just in the wilderness, everybody, that we need to be make sure it's winter. I said in the last episode, we officially now, I can safely say, geographically, according to climatology, we are in winter. Please make sure that if you're going to be jiggy-jig with other people, you're wearing those condoms, you're keeping things strapped.
Please.
Another thing that we need to keep a hold of, I can see now we are misbehaving. The numbers in terms of the COVID are just going up. Guys, please make sure that you get yourself vaccinated, get your booster shots. If that's not your thing, then again, guys, please make sure social distancing is still important. Masks indoors, according to Babu Cupcake, please make sure that we still ensure that we still do those things, everybody. Guys, we cannot afford a lockdown. We cannot. We can ill afford a lockdown. We can ill afford. Once again, big thank you to everybody who helped put the show together. I will give her the opportunity to do the outro, but there's no outro like this one. If you see me on the streets, definitely know that this one speaking is your boy Mlungisi Impela, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese corp, Muhammad Ali's protege. I roll like a butterfly. I buzz more than a beehive. Lalet.
And I'm still Romizi Abi, and I still don't have a cool outro. Be kind to one another.
We're together, guys. This was Lester the Great. You have to give him my stage name, but this is Lester the Great, and this was Umjolo and Sex Podcast with Homie and Mlu signing out.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Peace.